Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday, January 12th. Lots of great things going on here in St. Louis. National Lutheran Schools Week is just around the corner. Are you familiar with Lutheran schools? Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. I grew up most of my life in public schools. It wasn't until I went to college that I went to a Lutheran university, a Lutheran school. And what value is there in Lutheran schools? What can we expect from our Lutheran schools? Well, Lutheran Elementary School Association here in St. Louis has an event coming up, and I'm sure many schools across the country have events coming up for National Lutheran Schools Week coming up near the end of this month, just a week and a half away, not too far down the road. We're going to celebrate that here on Faith and Family, talking with Lutheran schools here in St. Louis and around the country, and learning from Lutheran educators why Lutheran schools make a difference. We have a mom in studio with us today to tell us about her experience with a Lutheran school and our friends from Lutheran Elementary School Association. We have Kit Auble from Lutheran Elementary School Association in studio with us today. Good morning, Kit.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in studio. Welcome back to Faith and Family.
Nice to be here. Thank you, Andy.
And we've got a National Lutheran Schools Week open house coming up in the St. Louis area. We're going to get to details about that later on in the program, but coming up not too long from now.
Correct. Sunday, January 22nd, basically from noon to 3. The majority of our member Lutheran schools in the St. Louis greater metropolitan region will be hosting an open house as a component of National Lutheran Schools Week. I encourage anyone who's interested in attending any open house at any given school to contact that school directly and confirm the date and time, because many schools have different different activities.
Lutheran Elementary School Association, made up of a number of schools here in the St. Louis area, in this Midwest region. About how many schools is that?
35 member schools in the bi-state region here are members of LISA, and 31 are elementary school and 4 high schools.
And we have one family from one of those schools today to highlight. Laura Susick in studio with us this morning. Laura, welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you in studio, and can't wait to learn about your family. Tell me a little bit about what led to your decision to consider a Lutheran school as your partner for educating your children.
Well, I think if you would ask any of my college friends or high school friends, and they were told them that I was going to have my kids in a private school, they'd probably laugh. I was a public school kid. I didn't actually have a lot of, I wasn't a regular churchgoer when I was a kid, and I didn't have a lot of spiritual guidance. I had great parents, loving parents, but I didn't have a base other than the Easter and Christmas services that we'd kind of hop around to. I knew that God was in my life, but I didn't realize what he was giving me. And so I promised myself I would not get emotional when I came and talked, because it's so easy. So when I was pregnant with my son, who's 9 now, and he's a third grader at St. Paul's in De Pere, my husband and I made the conscious effort to find a church that we felt was going to make us feel like we were compatible with the pastors and with the church itself. And we live in Webster Groves, not too close to St. Paul's de Pere, but close enough. And our neighbors across the street actually attended there. So we started taking classes when I was to become members when I was pregnant with my son, Brady, which then led to Parents Day Out program when he was about 9 or 10 months old. I went back to work part time, which led to a second child going through a Parents Day Out program, which led to the St. Paul's Early Education Center for preschool. And then when my son was about to enter kindergarten, we have an elementary school that's, you know, it's one block over from our house in Webster Groves. And we attended the open house there and also attended the open house at St. Paul's, already active, enthusiastic members of the church, but not sure we were willing to spend the money or willing to make the drive, knowing we had such a convenient spot in our backyard. We went to the open house at Webster, and we went to the open house at St. Paul's de Pere. We met the pastor, we met the teachers, and we just immediately felt like this was worth trying, and at least for a year. At that time, Webster Schools was charging for full-day kindergarten, and we needed to put Brady in full-day kindergarten. I already had my daughter at the ECC, and we thought, let's try this out for a year, since we're going to be already coming to the ECC for Brooke. And about 2 weeks in, we were hook, line, and sinker. And it was from then on that we were going to be sending our kids to a school where they were learning, but Christ was the center and the purpose for their lives.
Thanks be to God for children, how they're such a gift that bring us to this focus in God's word.
Yes.
You know, that God uses them as a means to bring us into His Word, to hear His Word regularly, all because we're simply trying to live out our vocation as parents and take care of them, and we want what's best for them.
Right. And we are confident we're giving them that at our school, 100%.
So it started with this Parents' Day Out, early childhood, then kindergarten, and now what grade are your children in?
So my son is now in third grade at St. Paul's, and my daughter's in first grade. And they just got their report cards, straight A's, which I was very excited about. Little work on handwriting, but that's okay. We just celebrated that last night, so...
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, tell me about their teachers. How do you get to know their teachers? What's the parent-teacher relationship like?
Well, I'll tell you a couple little anecdotes and some reasons where I knew we made the right decision. Our first year in kindergarten, we had Andrea Weiss, who was her first year transitioning to the kindergarten class. She was a young teacher, and I remember meeting her for the first time. She came and did a home visit at our home to meet Brady and my daughter and me and Mike. And we, you know, she was in her mid-20s or something, you know, and she was kind of, you could tell she was kind of a little bit nervous meeting us. But then within like seconds, we were like family. And she was a gift to my son beyond belief. She was a wonderful teacher for him. He still says she's one of his, you know, one of his favorites. But I mean, he's only had like 4 years. He says every year it was his favorite teacher. But we are also, and then my daughter was actually in the early education center. It was the preschool teacher there that actually helped me discover my daughter's anxiety. She was diagnosed with severe anxiety at the age of 5, and it was her second year at the ECC when, you know, they asked if I wanted to have a parent-teacher conference, and I was like, oh, I've been through preschool before. I'm like, oh, I'm sure she's fine. She's like, no, I actually think you really need to come in. And she had a 2-page report on Brookie about, you know, what was... She noticed the differences socially with her, and through that, it opened my eyes to the things that were going on with her, which led me to getting her a psychiatrist. She started counseling at the ECC, and then there was counseling offered once she got into elementary school, weekly counseling where they take her out and they work with her. If it wouldn't have been for her, I wouldn't have probably been just thinking that was the norm for a couple more years, and the early intervention has been absolutely key for my daughter. So between Brady's experience of just having, I'm also a room mom. I volunteer as a solicitations chair for our school auction every other year. I'm really involved because there's so many opportunities, and we do the golf tournament. So we get to golf with the teachers, and every year I have a back to school cocktail, like kind of party at my home, and we raise money for the school, and all the teachers are invited. So we get to spend time with them, and we worship with them on Sundays. And my kids always light up when they see their teachers taking communion. And so you get to see an example of the teachers, not only, you know, they're living what they're teaching these kids every week because they're seeing them in church and they're hugging them and asking them how their weekend was. And it's like an extended family.
You mentioned, you and I have something in common. We both went to public school, didn't really have any exposure to Lutheran schools. I didn't, at least until later in life. And you mentioned one of the first things that was significant for you was that home visit from the teacher. What did you think about that when the teacher said, I'd like to make a home visit. I'd like to come visit you in your home.
Never heard of that before. I thought it was great. And I thought that, it kind of brings me back to, you know, welcoming the teachers into our home for, you know, the fundraising party we have at the beginning of the year, and playing golf with them. And, you know, we have Olympic game night coming next, you know, this next month, and the teachers are all involved. I mean, I'm not nervous to ask them about, like, what's going on with your life? Or, you know, how are your kids? Or, I mean, there's a real relationship, and it's because we are binded through Christ and our worship together, and we're a family at church. And there's something to really be said for worshiping with the teachers. It makes an immediate connection. And it's just, you're like family because you're in the church together and you're at school. And I think that makes a really big impact on the kids and on us as parents.
So the relationship between parent and teacher is very significant. It seems like a key part of this partnership in choosing a Lutheran school for your children.
Absolutely. You know, I think that sometimes, and I know I have talked to a lot of parents also that have kids that have some extra needs that they might have at the school, but I've had from a child that has special emotional needs, and has been on, just recently was got off her medication after 2 years and goes to therapy every week. I was able to really sit down with the principal, the teachers, everybody that touched her life in that school to say, this is what she needs. This is, you know, I'd cry to them and say, I don't know what to do with her. I don't know why she gets upset going to chapel or like without sitting next to a certain person. She likes chapel, but she has to sit next to a certain teacher to take the, to, you know, to walk there. And they all were so understanding and supportive of me. And they were all very empathetic and encouraging for us to work together as a team. And again, she has special needs, not just like, you know, that are different from most children in the classroom. So that also was really, really encouraging to me. And, you know, I didn't feel silly crying to them and saying, I don't know what to do with her. You know, I don't know why she's upset or why, what happened today. And really informative to me to help me feel better about this was a rough day and here's why and here's how we got her through it, which they've gotten to know me enough to know how much that helps me as a mom.
How has that made a difference in your whole family? How has partnering with a Lutheran school made a difference in your whole family?
Well, I would say my husband and I, Mike and I always say all the time, we joke with each other. We're like, wow, that was like the best parenting choice we've made. We're like, props to us because we don't always make, you know, we're not perfect, right?
What parent is.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I think that it was such a great choice for our family because we have them in a church and we're regular Sunday worshipers and because we take them to a school, we are also living a more Christian life because we are choosing to make our children live a Christian life. And they're teaching us things. I mean, they'll come home and something about Epiphany I said that was wrong the other day. And Brady said, Mom, no, that is not, it's not that. And I was like, oh my gosh, she just schooled me on Epiphany, you know? and they are so enthusiastic about what they've learned. And, you know, the little things, like if they mess up at school and they hurt a kid's feelings or they've been hurt, there's a letter back from that child in their folder the next day that says, I'm sorry that I pushed you on the playground. I shouldn't have done that. I hope you can forgive me. I mean, those are really core lessons that we need to be teaching our children about forgiveness and grace and love and accepting when you make a mistake. And I don't know that I can't say that that's not happening in public schools, but I can say that there is a Christian-based, you know, and reason that they're doing these things, and they know the reason is because God is with them and helping them throughout their day. And also, we had a really good friend that went through a cancer diagnosis last summer, and our kids were in there every morning starting their day praying for her. And that to me is like the fact that Brookie can go out of her classroom and say, "I'm really nervous today, Mrs. You know, whoever she's with, it doesn't matter, but with Mrs. Burford," and she can say, "I'm really nervous. Can we?" I mean, she can pray about it. She can pray in school. I mean, my kids can go to school and pray. And that's amazing.
So it's obviously not just been an educational choice, but this has been a choice that really shapes the whole family.
It shapes the whole family. And I don't want to downplay the importance of the education because they have an amazing educational experience.
Well, let's talk about that. Where would you say are some of the, what have you seen as some of the academic wins, or when it comes to education particularly, what have you seen as some of the successes for particularly for your children?
Well, smaller classroom size mm-hmm. is great. The smaller classroom size, there's so much attention being put on all of the kids. The reading is exceptional in these kids. The behavior of these children when you walk into either one of the we have a north and a south campus at St. Paul's. You walk down the halls and the behavior of these children when you walk in for any reason in the middle of the day, they are respectful, they are quiet, they are listening to their teachers. Don't get me wrong, they might be loud in the playground because they're playing. But they have such respect for their teachers and such respect for each other. I mean, and by having those standards of, you know, respect and behavior, they're learning better because there's not all these distractions of, you know, misbehavior. And I'm not mm-hmm. saying kids don't mess up there. None of these kids are perfect. I'm just saying that they are getting a lot of direct attention on their reading, their math, their science, their social studies, and they're getting a lot of life lessons on this is how we treat others and show respect in an environment when we're asked to listen and learn. And I think it's beyond exciting to me that they're in this environment. My sons are doing a wax museum project this next month where all the kids get to pick a historical figure. They're writing a 2-page report about it. They have to read the entire book. They're going to stand in their classroom and there's a button that you press, and then the button is pressed and the kids have to memorize like a 5 to 10 sentence like synopsis of the person and build a whole report in the back. I mean, it's really cool. And my son chose Steven Spielberg because he loves movies and he gets to talk about Steven Spielberg, and some kids are picking Helen Keller, and you know, they have to have made some kind of contribution to the world. And that's really cool because they get to do things that interest them, but they're still learning.
How would you say your children feel about going to school?
Well, now, I'm sure that tomorrow they would appreciate an ice day. But no, my kids love going to school. They never, ever say, I don't want to school. They love their friends. They love their teachers. They love getting to see their pastors at school. They love their pastors are standing outside in the morning, waving hello to them. Our principal, Mrs. Profilet, is standing outside every morning welcoming the kids. They know, of course, every child by name. I know the parents. I know the parents in all the classes, so I feel connected and I feel comfortable reaching out to any of them at any time to say, hey, what do you think about this? Or do you want to do this fundraiser? Listen, I need somebody to help me on this volunteer thing. I'm picking you. And I feel comfortable because I know all of them. And I know all of them, a lot of them really, really well. And so that, I think, is also an advantage because I could go to them with anything, really, because we're all there for the same purpose. And, I mean, I could say a million wonderful things about the school, but I know my kids are excited about learning. They're excited about telling me what they're learning. And even when it comes to learning about, you know, when they do their religion work, they're excited about telling me about that too.
What is a typical conversation at dinner or other times as a family sound like with your kids?
Well, I can tell you a little tradition that we do each morning on the way to school that I think is really come from being at St. Paul's and being there at school. We do... We started doing, you know, nightly devotions a couple, you know, years ago, where I can say I've been honestly doing them every night. Not like, oh, we do devotions, like we really are doing them. And you know, they're encouraged at school, you know, get a book and do a devotion on something that you like. And so now every morning on the way to school, we will do a praise and a pray for something. So we each praise God for something and we each pray for someone. And so many of those prayers come for someone at school that I didn't know was going on. You know, I want to pray for so-and-so because her mom and dad are on a trip and I want them to have a safe trip. Or I want to pray for so-and-so because she had a hard day yesterday or she wasn't feeling good or one of her classmates was out for a week with a really bad virus. And, you know, I want to pray for her because she's been sick all week. And I just love that their hearts are full of thinking of others and they're talking too about, like, they're excited about the things that they're learning. And Brady's learning how to write notes on a report so that he can do this report for Steven Spielberg. And on the way home yesterday, every day, they learn more about Helen Keller. And then he gets in the car when I pick them up and tells Brookie and I about Helen Keller. And Brooke's like, what'd you learn about Helen Keller today? She can't wait to hear about it because she's so, Helen Keller was amazing, right? So those are a couple examples of how just this church in general and the school have become a part of our. And I love the routine on the way to school because they've got their minds in the right direction. They're going to school and they're thinking of others and they're praising God. And, you know, today my son praised God, or Brooke praised God for color. That was great. I'll take it.
Color's good.
I know, color.
With just a little bit of time left before we talk more about the open house, would you say it's been worth the investment that your family's made, time, energy, resources, for this education and partnership with St. Paul's Lutheran School?
I'm not trying to sound like money is not an object because it is for every family. It is important it's as important as our mortgage payment. It is a bigger investment in my kids than anything I'll ever do.
Hmm. Well, you've heard Laura's story about their choice to make a Lutheran school their partner in not just educating, but nurturing and raising their children, a part of their family. There are several Lutheran schools here in the St. Louis area, Lutheran schools across the country. We're going to celebrate National Lutheran Schools Week coming up the week of January 22nd. And part of that, kicking that off here in the St. Louis area, an open house. Kit, tell us a little bit more about what you can expect at open houses for Lutheran schools across the St. Louis area.
Well, my children attended Lutheran school as well, so I can tell you firsthand, open houses feature artwork, science curriculum projects, language art programs. You meet other families, and you meet the faculty. And again, it's that family atmosphere that you wouldn't want to miss. You want to be a part of. And it's a great way, if you're new to the Lutheran school, to learn what really makes it valuable. Yeah. And I think you did a wonderful job in sharing all the intrinsic values of Lutheran schools. So thank you, Laura.
So how do we find an open house in the for National Lutheran Schools Week?
I would encourage you to visit our website, lesastl.org, or you may call us at 314-200-0797. And there is a listing of participating member schools and their dates for open house activity.
So this is an opportunity to find out more about schools, get questions answered, meet some of the faculty and staff of the schools as well, right?
Right, and learn about their curriculum and their academics, which they excel at. So,
now, certainly, this is just an afternoon or an evening. What time are most of them? Are they usually in the afternoon on Sunday?
Typically 1 to 3, maybe 12 to 3 on the 22nd. But again, each school has a different schedule, so
sure.
Please confirm.
Check it out on lesastl.org.
Yes.
The Lutheran Elementary School Association website. Find out about the upcoming open houses for National Lutheran Schools Week. Anything going on in the Susick House for National Lutheran Schools Week?
They do a whole week at the school. Mm-hmm. So I got a lot on my plate at home, so I just kind of like contribute to that. But I did want to mention one other thing it was a key thing that we have gotten at our school. We have made some amazing extended family and friendships for this school. We have made, where we're, going on trips together with them, or can you take my kids for this, or we have made some lifelong friends with these families at the school, not just because they're at the church, because they're at the school. And that has been, made an incredible impact on our family, being around these wonderful, good-hearted, fun, excited about Christianity and excited about just being good parents and raising their kids the right way. So I want to mention that too, because that's been so enriching to our life.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that your choice for a Lutheran school has made such an impact on your family.
Huge.
That not just Monday through Friday in school, but now Sunday morning as well, that you're connected to the body of Christ in this way. And the kids are so excited to see their teachers on Sunday as well.
They are.
Well, Kit, thanks so much for sharing with us about the upcoming open houses for National Lutheran Schools Week. I'm excited to kick that off here very soon. Thanks so much for all you do over at Lutheran Elementary School Association as well.
Thank you, Andy.
Laura Susick, thanks for sharing your story today. It was a pleasure to learn about your family and your children.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.